Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Sound Health Options Happy Hour Show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. Nice to hear from you. I just received your announcement. Boy, do we ever. Wait a minute. I thought we. I'm totally confused by your announcement, but I'll wait in a minute
okay.
Because I thought I had heard they had actually. Made them listed, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Thank you, everyone, for being here, and all of those who are listening to our show later. We really appreciate that. It increases our ratings if you can share the show, and when it goes up on our site under Sound Health Options, and if you go to the radio part, and it says there, the archive player. So right after the show, about 20 minutes or so, you can just click the player and listen to the show, and you can also share that with your friends if you think Richard and I had anything interesting to share with you. So we're coming to you from the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, and we do this show because we want to provide information without spin, although we often get on our soapbox about all this, about what your sound health options really are. And I have some announcements. We are being sponsored tonight by the Migraine Program, and I'll put that over on the share so people can see it. And that looks awful. That lady with the headache just looks like she's absolutely miserable, and we're going to give some of these softwares away to people who are listening who have migraines. We did have a person who was coming in to be our guinea pig. George, did you have any trouble coming into the show? Hello, George, are you with us?
George may be off getting a snack.
That's true, too. But a couple people written to me and said they were having trouble getting into the show, but they didn't tell me what the show was. But you could always listen to this afterwards. We are simultaneously broadcasting with Richard over there in California, Blog Talk Radio, and Richard's being flooded out this week with all the good, wonderful rain that they've needed for years, but they didn't need it all in one day, not the whole year's worth. Probably what's happening over there. And I'm here in Ohio with WebEx, and you're going to be able to watch the show this evening as we demonstrate our Migraine Manager, a software. We have just created several new softwares. Migraine is an old one, but we will be doing another one very soon. We're going to call it Backout. It's all of the vertebrae and muscles of the trunk, front and back, that keeps your back in stress. So that's going to be a fun one to do. I have one announcement. We have a returnover to the Sound Health Portal, my.soundhealthportal.com. So if you have been having trouble getting in the old way using the Azure, A-Z-U-R-E, link, then try the my.soundhealthportal.com, and you should be able to get in fine. We have up there for you now nutrition, and Richard and I did some of that on Sunday. Richard, did you check out your nutrition that we did, what, in 5 minutes?
That would be including me doing the recording. All I did was record a 30-second WAV file on my local computer, send it to Sherry. She uploaded it into the portal, and I watched the whole process, uploaded in a moment, let's say 30 seconds. Let's say it took a long time, 30 seconds. And then within, I don't know, less than 10 clicks, there were reports generated. I don't even think it was that many. It was very clean, very fast. I really like the portal. Because it means I don't have to have software on my computer. You could be anywhere with a microphone and your laptop and be able to generate reports for people. It's really, or for yourself or for your family. It's great. I'm very excited about the portal.
And we're going to make it so you can share your desktop. You can do that now on Skype so they can watch you do it. You know, I get up in the morning and I take a handful of pills because I don't know what I'm going to need for the day. Now it takes me less than 5 minutes to do my nutrition, and it showed up iron, so I ate some plums, and I didn't take all of my nutrients, and I felt more buoyant and lithe, and just, I don't know if the nutrients were actually dragging me down. So those of you who are practitioners, you could go to your local health food store and show them how easy this is, and they probably could sell things better with more education. And for your friends, just send them to that my.soundhealthportal.com. It is so incredibly easy to do that. And we're going to try to set up another section, just a guest section, where people can go in so they don't have to know much of anything. I only have one little announcement, so you go first, Richard.
Okay, I will reiterate what Sherry was talking about before with the giving us points and rating us in the search ranking over at Blog Talk Radio, that if you can sign up for sound, it's at blogtalkradio.com/Sherry Edwards. Sign up for free. They don't spam you. They don't, you know, annoy you. They don't do anything. It adds to our search engine juice, which is great. It gives you easy notification for when a show is going to come up. You can follow any show that you find on Blog Talk Radio, including ours at Sherry Edwards. And it'll give you notifications, however you set them, 12 hours before, 2 hours before. And you'll get a little blurb sent out about the up-and-coming shows so you can see who the guest is coming up. And there's a lot of great shows on Blog Talk Radio that you can listen to. And that way, if you sign up, you'll also be able to, for instance, today, you'd be able to go over there, log in, go to this show, and you'd be able to join us in chat where we can be having backstage banter back and forth or arguing, depending upon who I'm talking to. I run that. But it's a good platform. It's free. Did I mention it's free? And then the other way that you can hear the show, as you say, as Sherry said, is you can go to soundhealthoptions.com, click on the radio tab, click on the Blog Talk Radio Archive player, and the last 5 shows will be right there, and you can see those at any time. So, and it's a great, you know, anytime you can give us a star or a thumbs up, it moves us up in the rankings and makes more people attention to what we're talking about, which I think is really important.
Thank you, George, for posting that in the chat that we're having over here at WebEx.
Great.
He's posting some information for anyone listening.
And now I do have one.
Go ahead.
I could go off on any number of things, but I'll try and do this one. Talking about California is in the process of. I'm not completely sure either, Sherry, if this is truly resolved, but I think this is the current status. Is that California had sued? I think Prop 65 lawsuit. And the head of the article says, judge blocks Monsanto's bid to stop California from listing glyphosate as a carcinogenic compound on labels to come into California. And if that's true, and if that holds, that's stupendously great, because I think we're going to have to go state by state. Each state is going to have to make them do it, because as Trump is tearing apart the government and putting in people who are, in my view, you know, front men for industry and for, you know, whatever, pick the industry. you know, maybe each state has to become more responsible. So if this is really true, this is a great groundbreaking thing. Also, California is a huge produce-producing state. I'm willing to bet that if you eat iceberg lettuce, it comes from California, or artichokes, or we produce a lot of produce here. So that's exciting. I really hope that holds. I'll put in updates as I find it, but currently that seems to be the state of affairs.
Well, the glyphosate comes from the Roundup that they're spraying on the crops, and it used to be just to keep the weeds down. Now they're spraying the actual crops themselves right before they're picking to get rid of the green of the crop so the tomatoes are more visible. So that's an extra step that they're taking, and that's one of the things that Stephanie Seneff is so up in arms about, and I would think that she and her group are doing a lot to get these laws passed. I think that's incredible. Causing cancer, and we can show you where the glyphosate actually, as a toxin, gets in the system and messes up glutamate, which helps detox and helps feed the body. And also, they're looking at glyphosate for something that is crossing the cell barriers, crossing the barriers of the gut, crossing the barriers of the brain. And they're looking at these glyphosates as something that might be causing these Lewy proteins, because as that toxin gets into the brain's trying to protect itself. And so it builds up a little cocoon around the toxin to protect the brain, and then the road network gets blocked, and so it's just a, you know, going to kill you now or going to kill you later kind of thing. So thank you, Richard, for keeping us up on all of that. My announcement is much less important for the world, but it important to me. We have the keynote up, and this is something that's coming toward us as a frequency and is causing issues. So the keynote is for January 30th to February 4th. And it tells here that some rhomboids, some back muscles are at issue, some phenylalanine, one of the sensitivities that can mimic ADHD and ADD, and it's often misdiagnosed when these kids have some kind of sensitivity to PKU, so that's something to watch for right now. And also the artificial sweeteners NutraSweet and Equal contain phenylalanine, and then these kids are eating all of this in the processed foods. So I put up this little chart here about our children. 1 in 3 are overweight, likely because of the glyphosate. 1 in 6 has learning disabilities. 1 in 9 has asthma. 1 in 10 has ADHD. 1 in 12 has food allergies. 1 in 20 has seizures. 1 in 45 males has autism. And 1 overall in 68 has autism. This means 54%, more than half, of all of our children have chronic illnesses or are overweight. That's pretty staggering. That's incredibly staggering. Richard, a comment about that?
I'm trying to find words I can say on air about it. It's mind-blowing that this is okay. You know, that this can be allowed to happen and set up so many children for a potential of something, a little than what we think it directly does, but also set up in sort of that cascade of toxins. It's amazing.
It also brings in this announcement that we made on Sunday that the CDC owns the patents to a lot of these vaccines, and they're making lots and lots of money on them, and the CDC is not a government agency. It is a privately owned agency, and how it got its clout to force us into vaccines and to poison our children is just beyond me. The other thing, the methionine and the sulfur pathway is another assault from glyphosate and a lot of these things that are causing issues with our children. Without the methionine, they can't process the incoming food. They can't detox the bad guys. So this is what we put up every week, or try to every week, and we warn you about what medication is active because you might overdose. It's blood thinners this week. But more than that, I wanted to tell you about the two-day class that is coming up, and there's going to be two very special classes happening in February. The first one, which I think is on the 11th and 12th. Let me make sure. No, the 9th and 10th. We are going to be doing Your Perfect Mate, and it's a two-day class. We're providing the software. It's in preparation for our five-day professional class, but you will be able to tell what kind of partner you are and what kind of partner you are expecting and how you might get along or not if you pick the wrong partner. What kind of playmate do you really want to be? And you can, we're going to have you download this software that you can use to set up your own matchmaking business. So Matters of the Heart, and then the five-day one is going to be on the heart itself, the organ of the heart. And remember, we told you that with Debbie Reynolds, the troponin that was attacking her heart, the protein that said her heart is damaged, and she really did die of a broken heart. So the emotional heart is going to be at the two-day class, and that one's free. And then the real organ heart, I don't know which one's real, is going to be at the five-day professional class. We want 20 people in that class, and if we have 20 people, we are going to turn around and give at least one person back their fees for the class. So 20 people and at least one person will get in free. And there is a big textbook coming with this because I'm writing it right now. It's over 70 pages already. So those are my two announcements, not as worldwide. Maybe it is, because your heart makes the world go round, I think. So, and heart disease is a biggie. But we are aiming toward helping people set up a bioacoustic practice in every community. And George says, I read that if this trend continues, that soon 50% of all children will have autism within 20 years or less. Yes, because we are poisoning them. And now I'm going to tell you a story about a lady that came to see us, and she had migraines. Unless you have something else to say, Richard.
Nope, let's dive right in.
Okay, migraines. She worked at the local hospital, and they had given her pills for her migraine, and the pills called an ulcer. So she took the pills for the ulcer, and that caused depression, and the depression caused this, and that caused that. And finally, she was just so tired of taking pills. She came here at the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology. We did her vocal print, which we're going to do this evening, and found out it was really a muscle, a too tight muscle in her neck. So I am apologizing for this title, Quick Fix for Your Headaches. This is not about quick fix for your headaches. This is about finding out why you have headaches. And I don't quite know where that title came from, but we are not going to be fixing anyone's headaches. Does anyone that is listening or anyone on chat with us, do you experience headaches? Or if you would be our guinea pig, that would be great, because we're going to look at things like muscles that cause headaches. Certainly the temporalis muscle the sternocleidomastoid that we just talked about. The saculus, scalenus muscles in the back of the neck is one of them, especially the scalenus posterior. The vertebrae C7 is known for causing migraines. So if you'd like to volunteer, just raise your hand. That would be great. If not, I'm going to pick up Richard. Sometimes people just don't want to say. And we had a lady who got in touch with us and was coming to the show this evening to be our migraine guinea pig. And she is obviously having trouble getting here. But we're going to talk about how you have migraines, from biochemistry, from a lack of circulation, or sometimes it's too much circulation in the head, from the neck, from tight muscles, from jaw muscles. Richard, do you ever experience headaches?
Very rarely, and if I do, it's from typically an exposure. Like, I live in a moldy place, and I can tell when the mold has bloomed because I'll wake up with a headache. But as a general event, no.
How do you think mold causes headaches?
I think
I don't believe you.
I think mold is A, immunosuppressive, you know, bad mold, gnarly mold, meaning, you know, like Stachyborus, which is the black one. And also, I think mold is tricky because as mold lands on any kind of carbohydrate, which means cardboard, or all mold needs to survive and be doing a happy dance is some kind of carbohydrate, which can be dust, and about 70% humidity. So this time of year, when the ground is so saturated here that I actually see weeping in the garage and the cement floor, not flooding, well, there has been flooding, but, you know, that kind of thing. So that then when mold is digesting whatever it's sitting on, which could include any kind of toxin or paint or anything that it's eating its way through, it's producing off-gassings. So I think that's where it can give people bad reactions. I think the mold itself, locally, not bad, but its off-gassings can be really gnarly stuff.
Talking about this just a second, Richard.
Okay. I did some work years ago where I was going into people's homes or to do pre-purchase inspections on homes for people who were environmentally sensitive. And it was amazing when I was working with some crews or some homeowners wanted to take it all the way down to having it lab tested, which means you do double controlled studies, you do air samples through a particular kind of control into a sterile petri dish, and then they take it back to the lab and do it to see how many mold particles are outside just floating around in the world. That's, you know, that's sort of normal if you live in a forested or a coastal area. And how much can be inside a home, and the byproducts of what those molds create in the home can be really, as they say, tricky stuff.
So you're uppy snuffing this, and a foreign material is getting your sinuses. Do you think that's what's causing it?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I went out in the hallway, and I grabbed somebody who has migraines. So we are going to ask her. Her name's Mindy, and we are going to ask her to describe her migraines. We're going to start with Audacity, which is a program that we use on the portal to take a vocal sample of someone. We take 30 seconds, and everybody who's here can go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com, go to downloads, go to radiation, that's another free software there, and you can download these instructions. So we're going to start with just hitting this red button and handing the microphone to Mindy. I'm stretching it across myself here. She'll have to come in closer, and she's going to tell us about her migraines. Go.
When I get migraines, my head in the front of my head, down by my nose, starts to have like this throb, and it almost feels like your heartbeat. And the light makes it real sensitive. And sometimes they get so bad that I've went into a closet and put something over my face. because it just beats in the front of my head. And I found that no medicine really takes them away. I just have to go to sleep for a little bit. Sometimes sleep will help. And then if I wake up, not very long, like just sleep for a little bit, then they'll go away.
Do you know what causes them? It's not a food or mold, nothing. Okay.
Nope.
Thank you. We are going to take your vocal print and save it as a WAV file. Just export it as a WAV file. And we're exporting it at 32,000 16-bit mono. And we're going to call this Mindy Migraine. That has a nice ring. Mindy Migraine. So I'm saving it. And the next thing that we're going to do is open an Abacus program. This program is free for you. It is waiting on that same site, soundhealthoptions.com, downloads radiation. So we're going to import that WAV file, Mindy Migraine. Up on this graph that you're seeing, which is a bunch of little squares, you can see a little gray grid, and that's normal. Do you have a headache now at all?
When I was squinting, it started. When I was trying to read what was on the screen, it started. My head starts to hurt. I think my eyes have some to do with it.
Uh-huh.
But my eyes give me a headache, not a migraine.
Okay. So, Mindy, and we can put migraine here. When's your birthday?
12/31/91.
And gender, female, and issue, migraine. But you have headaches and migraine.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to click this little zero, red zero here. And when I do, all these little red zeros will pick these points that are high, the ones that are above the gray grid and the ones that are below. She has 4 or 5 below the gray grid. So it's automatic. It picks the points. Now, it picked those way up high, almost inside the gray grid. That's just silly for it to do that. So I'm going to go in and change what it pulled. I'm going to override. 1, 2, 3. There's only 4. It didn't get this one. These are 24 points, and I have one other blank. So I'm going to just go up here and grab this one. Whoops, it didn't grab it where it should. I'm going to erase that. I should have expanded that. Anything that's too high like this above the grid, that means it's too tight, there's too much of it. And one of these was low, the 142 we chose was a low, so I'll put an L, and the other was a high. These lows aren't very low. This is -1, -2, -3. If it was down here, this would be kind of an emergency. But she does have some high ones here at +2. So those are really significant. They're 220, 207, 40. So we'll look at those when they come up. And we have a couple of people in the studio here, so that's what you're hearing in the background. So I'm going to hit this little Rubik's Cube, and again, all of these instructions are in, this is WAVES. I want to put this in my Genesis file. That little instruction booklet even goes so far as to tell you what folders to put on your computer. Now I'm going to move over this migraine program, and I've already shown it to you, but for those of you who are in late, it looks like this. And all you have to do is say, yes, I agree that this is research. Do you feel like this sometimes, Mindy?
Yes.
She looks like she's absolutely miserable.
It's horrid.
It's horrid.
And I just started getting them.
Right now?
But no, I just started getting them later in life.
After you had your kid?
Not after my first. It's been within the last
Can you come a little closer to the mic?
It's been within the last 4 years.
The last 4 years. Okay, we're going to see if we can figure out why you have them. So I'm going to open client and go to my desktop and go to that GNS file, which is Genesis. Just means where we started. And there's our Mindy migraine. And this brings in all of those frequencies that we just chose from the abacus. You can see that it's the same list. So this is a grid from 0 to 1,000 cycles per second. And so it goes through and sees which part of your voice has a sour note, which is too high or too low. You know, when you hear a sound, you can tell when somebody hits a sour note. Well, that's what's happening here. So I'm going to uncheck all, and I'm going to see if there's any genes or proteins or something genetic. Did you have this in your family at all? Anybody?
Yes. Yeah.
Who in her family, Amber, had migraines?
Her grandmother.
Her grandmother.
My brother.
And your brother? Okay, we're going to show two reports here to see if there's anything. Wow, nothing. Nothing came up. I am in shock. Let's check the variance here and change that a little bit and see. Still nothing. Absolutely nothing came up. I am very, very surprised. Unless it came up and nope. Not here. How about a pathogen? Could a pathogen be causing it? No, did you see the little yellow slip through here really quick? To see that flip?
Yes.
Nope. Let's see if any amino acids, vitamins, minerals, hormones. Let's see if any of that. Okay, look at this. This is alanine, and this is a amino acid. I'm not sure where you get this amino acid. George is telling me there was a low at 880 that I did not get. Let's go back and see. At 880. George is one of our regulars. When I do things, he catches me. Not there. Well, here.
879. I've seen it.
Here?
Yep, on that long one going down, there was three different numbers that popped up when you moved your mouse.
Well, it's just because this whole grid is active. Wherever you are, it'll show something.
Okay.
Yeah, so this one, I don't see 880.
I don't either.
Wonder if it's something that's high.
Right here. What's this one on this side? You got two and there's three down there.
We went back and chose this one, didn't we?
I don't know. I didn't see that part.
Yeah, because I just picked points again.
Yeah.
So that one's gone.
And that one's
gone. So this is going to be...
I don't see the 80 unless there's two that's by that real long one.
Nope. It's not there. So just hold on a second. We're going to go back and look at our sound health options. And where I told you this download was on radiation, we're going to look at the booklet that tells you where everything is. It's number 5, but I want more to go look at this nutrient assimilation chart because she has alanine as an issue. Now, what is that stupid thing doing there? Okay, alanine metabolizes tryptophan and B6. Constituent of B5 and coenzyme A. So we should look at why tryptophan and B6 may not be utilized because that would explain why that alanine is too high. It's not being digested or utilized, I should say. Associated with genetic migraine, so we need to pull this alanine down some way. And we'll figure that out. So here's the mineral. Lithium is too high. May alleviate pain associated with migraines. Now, as we look at the alanine, that it's too high and it is associated with genetic migraines, we want to reduce that. But as we look at the lithium that is high, it's associated with the pain. We want to leave that high. But there's a possibility that it's high because it's not useful, and we would take you into the lab and give you the frequencies and let your body decide. And there's the B6. B6 cannot be high because it's water-soluble. Preventative for migraines, particularly menstrual migraines, we would want to go back and give you the B6 to make the alanine do what it ought to do. So we need to look at B12, B6, and vitamin D. We need to give you these frequencies. We can give you the information, and you can take it to your medical provider. And they can tell you what to do, too. But let's do hormones, since it said one of those dealt with menstrual hormones. Look at that. Your testosterone is high. That's a male.
I heard that may be why I'm losing too much hair. It's because of testosterone.
It can make it. You lose it, but this, I think, is a artificial testosterone.
Okay.
But
from, like, five-hour energy drinks? I heard that given
from five,
to you.
Are you eating five-hour energy drinks, girl?
I don't as much anymore, but when I worked midnights, I did. Oh, yes, I did.
I didn't know testosterone was in those energy drinks.
Well, I don't know that.
Yikes.
Wow. Yeah. Well, let's look at...
I was just told that.
What didn't we look at? Biochemicals, cell salts,
fatty acids,
and we didn't look at muscles.
What toxins? I don't
know. Toxins, okay. We can look at all of those. Glucosamine. Where do you get glucosamine, Richard? It's high, so she already has it. I only know from, like, the shells of oysters and things like that that they make it from.
I don't eat those.
She doesn't eat those, she said. So I don't know. But we need to bring this down. She has some cell salts. Calcium is high and magnesium is high. So we need to get her cell salts, the way her body causes her to be able to translate potassium for potato to potassium for a human. Aha! And look at these muscles. And that's where she was pointing, right around her eyes. 1, 2, 3, 4, and it appears 5 times. This is most likely your issue. This is weak, so the back of your neck is weak and above and around your eyes. When it appears this many times with the same uses, this frequency came up 5 times. That's your migraine, that temporalis muscle. It also causes vertigo sometimes. You lose your balance a bit? Yes, she said. And a toxin. This has been known for years. Monosodium glutamate gives migraines, Chinese food.
We just ate Chinese yesterday.
Just ate Chinese yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a migraine yesterday?
No.
No headache?
No. I went to bed early, but I didn't.
Okay.
Sometimes they wake me up.
I think part of the trick with MSG is that it's an inflammatory. I think it's one of the reasons that people... I'm not sure if it's an inflammatory first.
We're hearing you twice, Richard. Wait, Richard, we're hearing you through the speaker and through the phone.
I think I fixed that.
Yes, you did.
I'm not sure if MSG is an inflammatory first... just because it is, because of how it might affect protease or assimilation, or if it's an inflammatory by being an allergen creating inflammation. But MSG is tricky stuff.
Well, do you think, let's go back and look at her abacus. I don't think it's methylation because it's high, but not very high. So do you think maybe it's inflammation or allergies? That might be causing
it.
Allergy
related. Have you ever tried using a, I don't know if you have them or not, Sherry, but some kind of cranial sacral pillow, one of those Upplinger neck devices that you lay down on a flat surface or on your bed and you put the bumpy thing under your neck and it helps create a little bit of stretch on that cranial sacral area?
Might be an idea. Mindy? What kind of pillow do you sleep with?
Probably not.
Do you sleep on your forehead?
No, I don't, but I use a lot of pillows. So
a lot of pillows?
Yes, like three, probably.
What happens when you pull your ponytail tight like that?
I don't ever. Mine's always loose because it hurts my head. It gives me a headache if my hair is too tight.
Okay, well, we're just going to run you through allergies. Go ahead, Richard.
I just think that there's some kind of... I was thinking, as soon as she said that about the tight ponytail, I think there's just something, I mean, there's, you know, something being consumed, but it also seems like there's something going on in her cervical region, and when she said that about her ponytail, that really kind of, I'd want to look at her vertebrae in her neck to also see if there's something, it's a combination of she has some kind of exposure and then that she's somewhat precluded. She's already precluded genetically, and then if she has something going on in her cervical region that could be relaxed or stretched out, that might take another step off, as well as what you're doing with balancing.
The temporalis muscle is the one that they pull up when you get a facelift. Like if you took a clump of your hair right here
and pull it back.
So we should look at that. Here is some other things that she has allergies to. Let me see how far I can open these. We might be able, boy, and it looks like it, to equate this with allergies to gluten. Alpha gluten 5. And when both of these appear as a genome and a protein, now, this would be in wheat, the cookies, cakes, breads, pastas.
All the good stuff,
she says. But it says here that this is an allergen for you. If you could keep protein responsible for gluten allergy and celiac disease, so that would be bowel issues, a.k.a. prolamine, it says. So if you could sort of keep a diary of what you're eating and see if bread, or if you've eaten a lot of bread or spaghetti, is there something like that?
I eat spaghetti and Alfredo probably twice a week.
She eats spaghetti and Alfredo twice a week. Would you trade that gourmet delight for freedom from migraines?
Yes.
Yes, she would. And she even has Gladden here. This is oats. She has Streptococcus pneumonia low, so we're going to leave that alone. Small inducible cytokine A18 precursor. Now, this is your inflammation precursor, and it is high. Receptor for thymic stomal lipo. I can't even pronounce that. But IgE, this is an allergy-related. It comes about 4 hours later. And IgE immunoglobulin E, and it can cause an allergic reaction. We should go back when we're off the air and see if this IgE is related to that temporalis. It would be the same thing here, so it's not. Ig binds to antigens. Antigens may cause excessive production of this antibody. Elevated levels implicated in allergies and initiates asthma. Do you have any breathing issues when you have your migraines?
No, but I do have, I have either been suffering from adult asthma or heartburn. And my doctor was looking into both of them to see what these attacks are that I've been having.
All right, so tomorrow when you come in, we will run you through these frequencies. And then we'll be able to report back to people exactly what is going on. With these allergens, it certainly is genetic. When the genomes and the proteins are there, it's already been activated.
My mother has allergies really bad.
Her mother has allergies really bad. Let's look at hormones. Nothing came up in hormones there. Minerals, vitamins, amino acids, enzymes might be a good one to look at in this case. There's the B12 again being too high. Vitamin D, too high, may alleviate asthma. Do you take vitamin D at all? Sunshine vitamin?
No.
No? Then we should see if this is just not working well. It can be just accumulated and not working. So we could look at that tomorrow when you come into work, too. Mindy works here, works hard, keeping us all together. So we will look at these for her tomorrow. Are you surprised? Can you come a little closer to the mic? Are you surprised that came out?
Some of it, yes. Some of it makes sense now, because I never would have thought some of the things were related.
I will toss in that you can make a really great fettuccine Alfredo using a not gluten-based, not wheat-based pasta, just to give you hope.
Oh, okay. Yes, my family just loves pasta. So,
well, Richard is a cook, and we've had several people on the show, and we have their books here, Wheat-Free Pasta, Wheat-Free Diets, and how to make pasta from corn and rice.
Yeah, because I would give up wheat if it's making my migraines.
We've seen that a lot.
And I don't have them, daily, but when I have them, they're severe.
Let's see if you have any enzymes here.
I think it'd be good to check her hydrochloric acid levels in her digestive system. I don't know how you do that.
Do you have any digestion problem?
No, not that I know of.
No.
No.
She doesn't. But this girl should be congratulated. She lost how many pounds?
Almost 100.
Wow.
Almost 100 pounds.
Congratulations.
Thanks. That is an awesome feat. So when you come in tomorrow, I'll run this for you, and we'll see what's going on with your wheat. Did your grandmother that have this ever figure out why she was having migraines, Amber?
Not that I know of. I think that she just spoke. I remember as a child growing up and her having...
Can you speak a little louder?
Been told to speak louder. I only remember growing up and my mother having migraines. I remember her trying to doctor for him and taking medication, but that's...
Could you hear her, Richard?
Yes. And did you say your grandmother would vomit, that her migraines were aggressive enough that she'd vomit?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just pain.
Gnarly.
Well, thank you, Mindy, and thank you guys for staying to look at all of this. So in her case, absolutely the temporalis muscle. Let's look at how those muscles came up. I'm going to open the muscle program, and this is one of the programs that is available on... the portal. Good night, see you. They were just leaving, I grabbed them. So open a client. Stop. GNS. Open. So we're just going to look at muscles here. And we can also look at her note correlate chart. Now we have muscle... flyers, posters. So we're going to look at which one has the most issues. 3, 7, 4, 3, 5. So it's going to be any muscle that is a note of A. Now, you can go back and see this when we look at these high things, and you can see, that's a note of A right there. at 446, and that's a note of G. So you can trace these down that way, too, of seeing exactly where this is. There, her highest high is a note of A. So let's put this in muscles and see. And that is the wrong one. Muscles. I'm opening it over here. Let me see if I can find those muscle diagrams. And look at whole body front. Front face. Okay, these are some of the nutrients associated with some of these muscles. And hers would be the temporalis. I think I need to make these a little smaller. Oh, that's bigger. So the temporalis would be up here, and I don't see it on this chart.
Wouldn't it be along the side, along above the ear, sort of along the temple, along the ears?
Yeah, like along, right
yeah,
in
right
here.
Yeah, right in that ear. Yeah, right in there.
I'm trying to see if there's a palms up, hands. Side of face. Let's see if this is it. Temporalis. And that's where she was pulling up her hair. So quercetin, which is a form of vitamin C, I believe, collagenase B for nerves, iron, cytosine, folic acid, manganese. So you can use these charts. Okay, this muscle hurts. This is the nutrient that's associated with it. So let's pull her in, go to the GNS file, and we don't need the note correlate chart. We know it's going to be the note of A. Now the interpretation on these muscle charts, anything that appears more than once with the identical use or print out, and I change this to a 5. Toes, fingers. See, this is little finger and hypothenar muscles. That's below the thumb. Those are both high. This means they appear twice. Gluteus max is low, so butt muscles. This makes the round butt muscles, both exactly the same. So that appears twice. Iliacus, infraspinatus, latissimus dorsi appears high and low, meaning it's tight on one side because it's weak on the other and it's compensating. Orbicularis. That's appearing a lot of times. Peroneus, ankle, saying exactly the same thing. Boy, she has a lot of things that are identical. And that shows up in different octaves, like 10, double 20, double 40, double 80. That's still the note of E, but it's in different octaves, and that's how it's showing up more than once. And there's that temporalis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That appears the 6 times with the same usage. That is, that gets the prize. That is the muscle that is in most stress. And if you don't know where your muscles are, you can go to, before an nutrient, you can go to Get Body Smart. I love this site. Get Body Smart Muscles. Skull. Let's do muscles. Deep muscles of the neck, arm, head. We could just type this in. T-E-M-P-O-S.
I think this company has a great app for the iPad, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know that. probably there's the temporalis muscle at Get Body Smart. But one of the things here, sometimes you have to roll over it before it'll show you the actual link. Right there it is. Right where she was saying. She took her fingers and sort of pulled them together like a claw and did right around her eye. Wait, next, I can't, isn't this awful? I can't wait till she has another migraine.
Oh, my. We may have to edit that out. Yeesh.
And she also had the scalenus muscles. See if we can find those. Back. S-C-A-L-E-N-U-S.
It says it's planned as in the interior muscle. I was just scrolling through that, and it says it's planned. I don't know what that means, planned. I guess it's not yet.
I don't know what that means either. Muscles of the neck.
See over there on the right-hand side, down toward the sea, it's in black, it's in gray, so it says planned.
Oh, they're going to bring it.
They haven't done enough dissection yet. I don't know. I'm joking.
Yeah, planned. So it's the little muscles in here right by the spine. So those showed weak on her. And again, these are all on the portal. We could put her information in, and the portal would pop up and show us which muscles are in stress and give us the frequencies for those of you who are at that level of what we should do or how we should work with this. So lots and lots of information. We hope that those of you who had migraines, our person still didn't show up. Thank you for the people who have, and we will send this recording on. I will render it right after we get finished here and hopefully have it up. Larry talk about IGEs in the weekly report? Yes, that professional report. Yeah, we can go back to look at that. When we look at in the news, there's some secrets here, some keynote. And for the professionals, you can go look at Dr. Leary's longer report. I just write a little bit. But these are... Wait a minute, that's not Dr. Leary's stuff. That's just a repeat of what I wrote. Let me see if I can find his on my email. Dr. Leary and his doctorate is in, he's a lawyer, so he writes this column for a magazine, and then we reproduce it here, because it's actually our stuff. Let me see if I can move down to it. No, there. He says the rectus lateralis are the muscles. He just goes into much more detail than I do. The depressor septi, the nose, the mouth muscles, which she had in stress. C6, nerve and neck muscles. He gives you a lot more information. They were saying he had IgE in his report. Lipotropin hormone, that's the fat hormone. He is so much better than I am at really digging into this. There's the IgE. Did she have IgG or IgE? E is sort of like an immediate reaction, where IgG takes about 4 hours to react. That's why people don't often equate the IgG with the trigger. So IgE, you'll have, that's in stress today, and it's like frequencies coming to the Earth from outer space and affects the tides and affects us. So if you're going to have an allergy attack, it'll be almost immediate with these frequencies in stress now. And it gives you all the medications that are in stress, the toxins. He just does a wonderful job. And I will see that this gets up on the website tomorrow. It is 7 o'clock. That's hard to believe. Please join us for the 2-day. Tell all of your friends about it. I think this is going to be an absolutely special, special class when we go into all of these partners and finding the right partner. Your perfect mate from deep in the heart of you. It'll be nice to have that software that you can talk to and nobody else will hear it. The software won't keep a copy of it, but you'll get to see how you can deal with your spouse, how to talk to them, how to manipulate them if you want that. How to just get them to listen, or what their mode is, what their love, what is that called, your love mode? I forget what it's called. What is your love mode? We can tell that with the software. You can actually tell it with the nano voice, which you can download from our site, too, for the new people that are listening. Thank you for being here. For those of you who were here and came in late, would you please get in touch with me about any trouble that you had getting in? And we will see you on Sunday with something exciting. I don't know what it is.
I was trying to pull it up, and I can't do it. It'll be fun, though. I know that part. All right, everybody. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you on Sunday. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Richard.
Later. Thank you. That was fun.